While President Bush deals with the difficult problem of the Middle East, he's finding that issues here can be almost as intractable. The House of Representatives has gone home for summer vacation, leaving the Senate to deal with a variety of touchy issues. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
President Bush says he wants a bill providing coverage for prescription drugs for the elderly soon. What's the problem?
It's really an ideological problem. Republicans in the House of Representatives believe this is their time to really change the Medicare program altogether. Last week, I talked to the majority leader, Roy Blunt, a Republican of Missouri, who says, look, we don't want to be Democrats light. We want to put our mark on this, and we believe in competition in the medical system, or Democrats would call it privatization of Medicare. And there is a real difference of opinion there. Now, of course, the plan that has gone through the Senate and the House passed the Senate with an overwhelming bipartisan vote. Roy Blunt says we don't need that. 51 votes in the Senate is enough. It doesn't have to be bipartisan. We want a Republican bill. The president called the Republicans into the White House, said do it in a bipartisan fashion. After I had that conversation with Congressman Blunt, of this weekend, Ed Gillespie, the new head of the Republican National Committee, has been out saying, and he said it to you last week, Bob, he says, this is a Republican House, a Republican Senate, a Republican president, and we're going to get prescription drugs finally, even though Democrats have been promising it for years. But so far they haven't gotten it, and it looks like it's going to be very tough to get it.
Does the Republican president have any pull with the Republican members of Congress who are in charge up there?
He's got a problem with them. Right now, there are a couple of other issues where he has said he'd like them to act. Tax credits for low-income children, $100 million more for the volunteer program AmeriCorps. But there's a question of whether he's willing to use his political capital on those issues. And the supporters of those things say the president hasn't used enough of his capital. But look, it's tough on Capitol Hill. You have to remember he won by a lot less than any one of these Republican members won by in their own districts. They're not looking over their shoulders saying, whoops, I'm worried that my voters are going to pay attention to the president and punish me if I don't do what he wants me to do. He had a few minutes like that after September 11th, but by and large, these are people who represent very safe districts. They have no fear of losing their seats. They don't have to listen to him. The Senate's a little different, but it's easier for the Senate to stop things than to get things done. Also, we are dealing with members of Congress who don't like each other very much. The animus is high. I mean, that outbreak that you saw a couple of weeks ago with Bill Thomas, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, calling the cops on his Democratic colleagues and then having to go to the floor and apologize for it was just the worst of it. But it's bad up there.
I don't know. In the 19th century, they were hitting each other with canes.
I wasn't covering it, I want you to know. But we were at war at that point, or about to go to war. It was a very, very tense time in American history. I talked to President Ford not too long ago, former President Ford, and he was reminding me of the time when he was the Republican leader of the House and my father was the Democratic leader. And he said, we got in a cab one day and we went down to the press club and we said, okay, what are we going to talk about when we get here? And then we got out and we argued with each other vehemently at the press club because we really did have differences of opinion. But then we got back in the cab and went back to the Hill and had a nice time and had a, you know, the rest of the day as friends. And that's the difference. Bob Dole talked about it last week, about disagreeing without being disagreeable. This Congress is having a hard time finding out how not to be disagreeable.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.